Hello, everybody. This is KT. We are back for the final day. This is the final day, day 8. But I don't count it as a day. It's just a reflection day of the March Madness series. Now, this was all inspired by March Madness, really, which is coming up next week. I'll be doing some fun things with that. Maybe doing a show with Josh Witt. Probably will be. And maybe one other person to get some bracketology and all that fun stuff, but that's like a 2-week thing, because the tournament really is the round one and round two. That's what makes the tournament fun. And then you go to the like round three and all that, but the Sweet 16, that will be for later. It's a quick tournament. It's only really 2 weekends of intense action. And then weekend three is the final four. So really the conference tournaments are fun. I might talk about some, but we'll see. None of my teams are doing good. Anyway, let's get a reflection day. What I learned this week, well, let's start with day one. And forget the topic for just a second. It's new for me. I mean, I am used to doing interviews on this platform. I am used to doing solo casts, but I've never done a challenge of this magnitude in a while. And was I comfortable? Sure. You could say that. For me, I was really comfortable until we got to, like, the daylight save. Not a daylight save. Yesterday. About talking about vision. But other than that, I think it was a comfortable experience. Time was important for me. I mean, we got a lot of engagement there. Of course, it's important to always be accountable and have those universal concepts inspired by Lauren. That was a good episode. If you haven't checked that one, that was my favorite. Being proactive. Obviously, yesterday's was vision, and then daylight savings time as well. I released 2 yesterday. But really, it's all about just, you know, keep creating. At the end of the day, the number one thing, no matter all these challenges I do, it's just creation, man. That's what it's really all about. There's not much I can really say other than that. And we just go from there. And it's a beautiful thing. Just keep creating, and you'll eventually get somewhere. Anyway, that's going to do it, guys. I don't have much talk about today, really. The process was smooth. I didn't have any recording errors. I liked the way everything flowed. I liked the way the voice was. Everything was fine. I think this was probably a little bit better than the video challenge, only because I'm used to this audio content. I love creating audio. It's fun. It's not something that's hard work. To me, it's a hobby. I can make time for it. Now, I do have more audio weeks planned, but the chances are, for if anyone does ask and they listen to this, when's my next one? The chances are the next one won't be till May. It'll probably be May, maybe June. I don't have many planned this year. I'm only thinking maybe 2 more for the rest of the year. Maybe 3. 2 to 3 more for the rest of the year. And then I'll work more like 3 to 4 video content. Because I wanted to practice video. At the end of the year, at the end of the day, I don't make resolutions. But one thing I did say to myself heading into this year was just do video content. I didn't say any structure. I made it vague as possible. I mean, I'm going to be working on more video content this year. I'm going to be for Instagram. I'm going to be working on my story game. There's a lot of things I'm working on. So expect the unexpected on here. But other than this one, we might have one more, might have a couple more. But I'm not too concerned about what happens in the future. I think it's only going to get better. And we'll go from there. Anyway, guys, that's going to conclude it. I hope you guys have a great week. Tomorrow, when I'm recording this right now, I actually will have an episode. I'm going to reflect on the Lauren Bronstein Experience podcast I was on. I normally don't do that, but this was a special episode. And Instagram content will follow. So really, I don't take the break until Saturday, Sunday. I'll take the quick weekend break. And then that's it. And then obviously I'll have racing picks this weekend. All we have is NASCAR. I know F1, but I'm not picking F1 until I figure out who really is the man. If there is some midfield teams really starting to clock some times and they're starting to make some hay and whatnot, sure, I'll pick one. But if not, I'm not. I don't think it's going to be to the point where it's like Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull, I think are the top 3 teams. But we'll talk about that later. Anyway, that's it, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this March Minute Week. Join me next week for March Madness Week, which will be a short 3-day series.